Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Switches. I am Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely sister Raina Starr.
Hello!
Happy 4th, everybody!
Happy 4th, everyone! Whatever. I don't know. Here's my thing. Well, go ahead and give your shout out. I'll rant, and then we'll launch. Good.
Okay. Give my shout out to my cousin Jessica. I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess. Disclaimer, too.
If you've never listened to our show, this is not a G, PG, R, even an X-rated show. We say a lot of curse words. We talk a lot about sex and other shit. So if you have anybody who would be offended by such things, that's really a fucking shame, but get them out of the room. Okay, so, yeah. So, you know, happy 4th of July. Blessings for those who served and defended our freedoms abroad and in other countries. Ain't nobody fucking protecting us in this country, apparently, against our own people. That's a fucking scary item that I want to talk to Talison about tonight. Oh, by the way, tonight's guest, Pagan Pundit. It's a short show tonight because we know you guys want to get out there and light some shit on fire and get toasty in whatever way you can. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm like, bullshit, Hobby Lobby and whatnot, oh, please, you got to stop. You have to fucking stop. I mean, I'm really over this. Anyway, so a casual observance that I made today, because today being a holiday, by most admissions, doesn't really matter in my line of work. So I was working, and while I was working, I happened to tune into this show, Spartacus. Are you familiar with this show, Spartacus? Anyway, it depicts that time period, and you know how you hear people complain about a lot of sex in the media. Oh, that show, it's nothing but gratuitous sex. Gratuitous sex does not bother me, but I have made an observation this evening. And the observation was, while women are seeing this stuff and getting offended and being like, you know, oh, my God, I'm jealous of their bodies. I'm taking a look at the dudes in this, and, yeah, I'm not seeing any men in real life looking like this. So, ladies, while you're upset and bashing yourself over gratuitous sex with hot females, look at the dude you're with, or gay men, look at the dude you're with, and note when you're watching some kind of gratuitous sex thing, if the man in your life has this kind of body. Don't feel so bad about yourself, people. This is all fucking Hollywood. But, yeah, I mean, you know, for every time when I was younger that I might have felt like, well, I don't measure up to any of this. I'm old now, so it doesn't fucking matter. But, you know, anybody who measures themselves against this kind of TV, Hollywoodized type of stereotype of what perfect looks like, yeah, and no body looking like that. I'll tell you what, I could have a hot body if I had nothing to do for 8 hours a day but exercise. Don't you think?
Right.
So fuck it. I'm, you know, completely unconcerned. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be beating yourselves up over what you consider or what the world considers perfection. Love your own damn self because you look good the way you are, motherfuckers. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. That's like my fucking TV rant, and I, you know, I had this huge conversation about pornography the other day with someone, and, you know, because I, as everybody knows, I have no problem with pornography in any of its forms unless it is, again, you know, with underage animals and people who are not so willing. But anyone who is involved in the porn industry, I have to tip my hat. If I had the figure for it, I'd have been doing it myself, so it's no judgment for me. And my insecurity does not lie in the appearance of other women. or other men for that matter. So judge yourself by your own fucking standards. Go to it. Anyway,
there you go.
being old and non-drinking or partying of any sort, tonight will be hiding my head under a pillow because I'm out in the country and there's not a whole fucking lot to do out here except light some shit off. So I will be, you know, watching TV, have my head under the covers. Tomorrow I will go grocery shopping. But those of you who are going out to have a good time, please have one for me because I don't have any. There you go. Let's see. Other announcements. Yes. The 18th, we will be off for family business. That is what we do. Next week we have, who do we have? Do we have? What do we have?
We have Mr. Peter Padden.
Ooh.
Yes.
And what is his,
tell us
about Mr. Peter Padden.
He does, it's called Visceral Magic, which is basically sans tools. I had been looking for something to, you know, practice off the cuff because honestly for me, and this is not the case with everybody, this is, you know, I'm not one of those pagans who says, well, if you don't do it this way, you're not doing it right. Me personally, the written words and trying to memorize and trying to figure, okay, I got to put this here at this point and I got to say this, it's just too confusing and it kind of globs up my magic.
It's not as
free-flowing. So this is more teaching you how to do free-flowing magic, a bit of glamoury, a bit of trance work. It's very fascinating, to be honest with you, and I can't wait to talk to him.
I the only tools I actually use now are oils. I use a little oil, I light a candle. Everything else is completely, and if I'm not in front of my altar, it's completely free-flowing. It's much more effective, as I have found out. There's a lot of people who still use cookbooks. I understand this. And sometimes for a little guidance when you're not sure what direction to go into, a quote-unquote cookbook can be helpful. I agree with that. So, yeah, I'm very interested to hear what he has to say. Fascinating shit.
I know.
So
I'm going to have to get you some copies of his books.
No, that's a tool. See, that's kind of counterintuitive to what he's saying. I don't know. See what I mean?
You have, like, the basic ways to practice, like, if you're going to be practicing anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, better to have a guideline, you know, and even he says, you know, because his biggest thing, and that's what kind of drew me to him, was the universe does not understand the word no. So when you're trying to manifest, if you do it in a negative term, you know, like, oh, I don't want to be sick next week. Sure enough, you're going to get sick next week.
Right. But you also understand that that's a basic tenet of things like The Secret.
Exactly. Exactly. And he just takes it a step further into the magical realm. You know?
Hmm.
I'm into his books. I like his books.
Well, like I said, to me that sounds kind of counterintuitive, but all right. I'm definitely interested in hearing what he has to say because, you know, if I need someone to tell me how to do it, then I need tools. So I'm just curious. But you know me, I'm a contrarian, and I do that as a matter of who I am as opposed to anything else. But then again, why not?
Hmm? And I do want to give a shout-out to our brother and our brother-in-law
mm-hmm.
who had 10 puppies.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God. 10 puppies.
Lots of luck, bro. Lots of luck, bro. Mm-mm. You enjoy being the papa of all them babies because I know he's a papa.
Yeah,
he's a papa.
Yeah, hopefully he is taking a nap at this point. And you know, somebody is giving him a break. It would not be me.
It would not be me either. I agree with you. I love him to death. I love both of them to death, but, you know, our brother-in-law is kind of the same line that we are of, yeah, I'm going to step away while you can't, while you take care of all that. Thank you so much. No.
I know, right?
No. 10 babies?
Oh,
no. No, thank you. No, thank you. That's a lot of work. A lot of work. Puppies are work. Lots of work. I can't handle it. It's not my thing. But
I think they've all got homes. I'm not positive.
All
'cause,
ten of
you
them?
Know. Yeah, I think so. I'm not positive, but like I need to talk to him. I haven't talked to him in ages.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I could not do the breeding, you know, the puppy breeding thing. That is a lot of work. That is a lot of stress. That is a lot of nerves. I bless him, bless them, but our brother is made out of stronger stuff than me. I'm just saying. Yep. Not my thing. So, you know, I'm on Facebook earlier, and I'm noticing that all these, you know, praise for the troops and bless the troops and, you know, all people who publicly defend. And that's a lovely sentiment. It truly is. And I agree with it. But, you know, I kind of woke up this morning feeling some kind of way and thought about where the country is right now as opposed to where it was 40 years ago, and thinking about what life looked like for me as a kid and how it looks right now with me having kids, and I'm scared. I'm pretty well scared.
This whole Hobby Lobby thing, it is just, they opened a fucking can of worms, and I'm hovering between fear and wanting to grab a box of popcorn and sit back and watch what happens. Because over the past couple of years since Obama started running for president and this country just lost its fucking mind. Because really before then, I mean, yes, the Bush years were very dark years, and I think it started with his father, you know. But
those of us old enough to remember know that it started with Reagan, but that's a separate issue.
Yeah.
I
remember that being the first time I ever saw my father shed a tear was when Reagan got elected, and he said, "We're all fucked." You know, and it was like, it kind of stuck with me. It was like, wow, you know. And then I remember Geraldine Ferrara running for president, and I was like, oh, I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God, a woman president, that would be amazing, you know. I mean, as a little 10-year-old girl, that was beyond comprehension.
I think she was running for vice president, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. She was running with Mondale. Wasn't it?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Yes.
Never mind.
So that was
that's
a good point, though. I mean, people, you know, I don't think people really took it all that seriously. They probably should have and didn't. But, you know, now, you know, you have two schools of thought with Hillary being inevitable, and some people saying, hold on, not so inevitable. And the next couple of years are going to be pretty interesting, I think.
Yeah, I think they are, because because we all get scared when this shit happens, you know, like with the Hobby Lobby. And before, it's like, okay, you know, I remember being devastated when, you know, the whole NOM and you know, Defense of Marriage Act, you know, that started going through.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely, that's why I'm a little more bit more relaxed. I'm still extremely pissed that this passed, but I'm waiting to see what happens before I lose my shit, because
yeah.
we have been slowly and surely seeing all this stuff being overturned. Like, wait a minute. No. Other people are taking lawsuits to, you know, the Supreme Court and are like, no, this violates my constitutional rights, and, you know, we're going about it and we're not backing down. And this is the whole thing. They just keep firing us up to fight this shit, and we wind up knocking it down every time. So I think that's why I'm not in panic mode, because I'm waiting to see what we do.
I'm still in panic mode. The minute you – okay, so, you know, one of our tenets as American citizens is the fact that we are allowed to have, you know, the pursuit of happiness, religious freedom. I mean, the country was founded on religious freedom. When you attribute a personal set of rights to industry and you start recognizing industry as a living entity, that really freaks me out, because the rights that we're losing as just as women, you know,
yeah.
there are, I mean, men are losing rights, but they're not as apparent. But, you know, the fact that women are losing all of these rights, and but those rights are now being attributed to an organization, is very frightening, because we are now seeing evidence of just outward blatant control over women by large companies. And that's very frightening for me. I mean, I'm past the point where I will ever need an abortion. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, with children and grandchildren, and these people are not going to even know what rights have been lost at some point, because memory fades as generations pass, you know, and our children, as I had made a comment on Facebook earlier, that, you know, in the world that we have now, our kids don't know about a world that doesn't include instant information, you know, selfies, you know, video games. This is what our kids know. We didn't have any of this. So what is it going to be when they have children? Or what if they decide not to have children and they have a partner who doesn't want to bear a child but find themselves in a situation where a choice might need to be made? That, for me, is very frightening.
Exactly.
You know, the choices that we had in our youth are no longer going to be available. And, you know, I know that we fight back on a lot of things and we do regain some ground, but every time we have to have one of these battles, it just feels to me like we're losing a little bit of something along the way, that we're losing sight of something else. We're being distracted by these bullshit arguments. And we're being, you know, like, here, look over here so you're not paying attention to what we're doing to you over here. And it all feels like smoke and mirrors to me. And I get a little more unnerved each time, because every time we win one thing as a people, they seem to want to grab at something else and take it away. And it's like we're on this, not a habit trail. What's that thing that hamsters run on, those wheels? You know what I mean? It just feels like you're not...
Hamster wheel.
A hamster wheel. It's like being on a hamster wheel. You're not even really moving. You're not really... you're just in the same spot, and that's all it is. And no matter how fast you run, you've still not gained any ground. It's really... It's frightening to me. It's frightening. But anyway.
No, and yeah, I can totally understand that, and that's, you know, pretty much how I've been feeling. You know, it's just, yeah, it's It is definitely an exercise of will, and I think the reason they keep throwing shit at us is to keep us distracted and to, you know, try to get us. It's almost like I equate them to petulant children. It's almost like a 2-year-old. But I want it. But I want it. But I want it. But I want it. Or mom. You know, eventually you're like, what? And you give in because you're so tired of fighting it. But that's the whole thing. We can't stop fighting it.
You equate it to a petulant child. I equate it to a petulant child with a handgun.
That's fair.
It's way too dangerous. You know what I mean? It's not like just a piece of candy is going to shut this motherfucker up. You know, it's going to take more. And what's the end game? I'm trying to see past the immediacy and see what the future run is, and I'm not grasping onto it yet. Stronger minds than mine will have to for me. Because I am without a clue on some of what's happening.
Yeah, and actually, I'm still waiting for him to come in the chat or the queue. We were going to have him on a little bit early so we could have some more time with him, but I'm hoping he didn't forget.
Well, if he forgets, he forgets. What can you do?
Exactly. It's the 4th of July. We're all out partying, you know.
Yeah.
Well, not
out. Not out, but
yeah.
We're indoors doing this, aren't we? Yes, we are. But, I just woke up in a really bad way this morning, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Like that sense of foreboding?
Yes, exactly. So,
huh?
Did you have it this morning, too?
Actually, no. No. I did have it last week. It came in bouts. It was like I would be fine in the morning. You know, I would get up, get my coffee, and then, you know, get to work on whatever I was working on, and I, you know, put the morning programs on because I only watch TV from probably about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning till about 10 when Katie Couric comes on because, sorry, Katie, I can't stand you. And I'm not watching your fucking show. I thought you were canceled. Please go away. Anyway, but and then I get to doing whatever the hell else I'm doing. The TV goes off. But, probably around like 7:30, 8 o'clock, it was like I'd start feeling like, okay, what's coming? I feel something coming. I feel like something's going to happen. I don't like this. Okay, I got to shake this, you know, and then I get up, go, you know, walk around the house for a minute or, you know, just get away from what I was doing because it seemed to be like, you know, the spot I was sitting in had like this dark cloud over it. Mm-hmm. And then by 10 o'clock, it was completely gone. It would come in waves, you know, but I haven't had it in the last couple days, I guess. So I don't know. Maybe it's just making the rounds.
I was going to say, maybe it's just my turn to carry it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll just go away because Mercury retrograde is over. Yay! Thank you.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that? I'm finding that the Mercury retrograde in and of itself isn't really affecting me. It's just whatever is in the air at the time is what I'm picking up on. I mean, if someone hadn't actively said that we were experiencing Mercury retrograde this time, I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah, it was strange. I like nothing really untoward happened this time, which I was, thank you to the gods. I was very grateful for it, but yeah, just that wave every once in a while, it was like, okay, here we go again. And it's like, ooh, stop. Don't want you, go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very strange.
Yeah, it is strange.
Yeah.
Don't know.
So So I find myself facing this 3-day weekend. The first day is already gone. And I'm like, okay, now what? I work today. My call centers work today. They let me know they were working, so I was working with them. So today, although I only worked a few hours, it was not very much. I'm like, okay, so this is what happens when you're on call 24/7. And I'm like, okay, now what do I do the rest of the weekend? Okay, I'll figure it out as I go. But it doesn't feel like a holiday. It doesn't feel festive. It doesn't feel like anything this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really been big on 4th of July anyway. Not that, I don't love my country. It's not one of my holidays. It's hot and humid. I usually get sunburnt. And, I enjoy the cookout.
Speaking of holidays, I have to tell you this that I did this week. This is very funny. I never take vacation. So I've been yelled at a little scheduling time off because he is more than half over. And I've not scheduled any vacation time, not any days, nothing. So it's interesting because on the way my company processes requests, you have to go to a website and you have to enter the reason that you are needing this time off. Most people have, doctor's appointments or, this or that, whatever it is. So I get to the 31st of October because I need to prearrange to stay off. And it asked for a reason.
Oh.
I was so tempted to put in religious holiday. And, I got really close to entering that as the reason, and I have to admit I lost my nerve, and I just put in the me day off, non-specific request. Thank you.
There you go.
But I'm telling you, one of these days I'm actually going to do it. I'm going to regain some nerve. Probably closer to retirement, I'm sure, and I will be just to be a bitch at them for it. Answer it on air. I have to think about it, but as I get older, as I've told you before, I care less about who thinks what about what. So I'm kind of working my way back to. Fuck it. I'm just going to say it and see what all of you do,
I know. I did that one time. I was working for a grocery chain here in North Carolina, mm-hmm. Many years ago when the oldest was real little. I got along very well with my coworkers. I loved them to death. Doug he bothered me because he was just a loudmouth, and he most of the time did not know what he was talking about, but he was good intentioned. He's one of those. It's like, oh, God. You roll your eyes and give him a hug anyway.
Yeah. I have some of those in my life. Yes.
He turned around and he said something. I don't know what we were talking about. We were in the break room, and I didn't mean to just kind of spike and yell there. So we were talking in the break room, and he said something about, witches. And witches are evil or whatever. And I said, oh, really? I said, so you think I'm evil? And he goes, well, you're not a witch, are you? I was like, yeah, have been most of my life. And he just kind of looked at me like, I said, yeah, not all of us have warts and green skin. And I said, I wish I had the broom, though. And I just walked away. And he kind of, he didn't, mess with me as much in a mean way. He was actually nicer. You know, I don't know if he literally thought I could turn him into a toad, but who am I to argue? I'm not going to correct him.
The only vows that I have are the ones that you attribute to me.
Yes. It's like, I don't have to tell you what I have or what I can do. Piss me off and you'll find out.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, no, what's funny is, and I didn't get a chance to tell you this, and I just found this out, like, just a little while ago, just going through stuff, this girl that was messing with a family member of mine, like, months and months ago, I think this was, like, last fall, it really kind of escalated, because then she started targeting me, and I was like, I warned her a couple times. Like, okay, that's cute. I'm glad you think you're being cute, but you ain't. Knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today I found out that what I cast for came to fruition.
Really?
Like, uh-huh, yeah. I will only warn you twice. You don't get a third warning from me. And don't fuck with my family. And that includes friends I consider family.
Yep.
So. But yeah, that was an interesting little start to the weekend. I was like, oops. Oops.
I like it when a plan comes together. Yes, hate is for you.
Yeah, it's, you know, no. No, no, no. No, you're going to get up in my face, I will get right back up. And it's, that's one thing I have been noticing, and I know I've mentioned it on the show before, but I don't know, manifestations seem to be coming quicker and quicker and quicker, and I'm like, I like it, but I'm also being more cautious about what I think and trying to keep my emotions under control. So it's good in both ways. You know,
I don't know. I'm
like,
still waiting for some of your shit to manifest, my love.
haven't
seen hide in her hair of some of the things you've cast for recently, but I got my eyes open. I'm just saying.
It's coming. It's coming, but that is, there's only so much I can do on one of those issues.
Yes, I
you know.
Actually, let me backtrack from agreeing with that. No, there are no limitations.
No. I'm not saying on, you know, if I pushed for it, but there would be repercussions always around.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, don't push it. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got warned yesterday.
There are a couple.
So.
Oh, okay, I got a couple of things under control. You don't have to worry about we'll talk about that later. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I guess Taliesin has forgotten about us. So there they go, shooting off fucking fireworks.
Uh-huh.
Wait till it's dark. What is wrong with you people?
They're anxious.
Sorry.
So they're anxious. Some people wait all year for this night to legally shoot some stuff off.
Yeah, I got to say, as much as I miss the dog, I'm kind of glad he's not around to suffer through this this year, because I don't think the table could take it. He was far too big and tried to squeeze under there every time it was a thunderstorm.
Aww.
You know, oh, yeah. I was like, I felt so bad for him. It's like he'd stand there shaking 85 pounds trying to climb up in your lap. And then, no, that's too loud, under the table.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
It's like, okay, go see Daddy. Get off of Mommy.
So what are your plans for the rest of the... What are your plans for the rest of the evening?
Well, hopefully trying to see if my husband is any better, because we didn't make it to 4th of July plans today because he thinks he got food poisoning, but he was the only one who got it, you know, because Drew had the same thing, you know, at a fast food restaurant when we were helping my sister-in-law. moved back from Texas with her family. So we were down there helping her move and everything, and, you know, I was keeping the boys occupied, and he was okay that night, but when we got home, he was having trouble sleeping, and the next day it was just and all today it was like So yeah, hopefully he will be better, and if he is, I'm going to go watch fireworks with the neighbors.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, if not, I'm just going to sit here and just close my eyes and kind of hit them and go, ooh, ah, make my own fireworks.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, I totally used to do that as a kid. I was like, oh, look, I can make my own fireworks.
That's very funny, actually.
Yeah, that's why I was the weird kid in the neighborhood. Everybody was like, you know, because I did get that book for Jade, Fantastic People, and he said he loved it. He went through it in a night. I was like, oh, awesome. So I used to carry that around with me. I used to, you know, get Monster Magazine. I played with the Star Wars figures and the Army guys more than the Barbies. I was like, nah, I don't want to, you know. But yeah, there's a couple times I think I freaked out the neighborhood kids, and they were like, you know, I didn't know my own power at that point. It's like, oh, it's just a coincidence.
Oh, goodness.
You're so funny. Anyway, so what are you doing aside from hiding under your pillow?
Really nothing. I actually was considering going out. Going out as in going to the grocery store. You can see how exciting I am. there's a shortage on toilet paper in the house. So, you know, that was like, you know, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, that's probably a better plan for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't really need to go out tonight. You know, I have to do very, very, very mundane things. Put gas in the car, get toilet paper, you know, buy food for the week. That's really it. I am probably the least exciting person I know.
Okay. Well, if you need bail money after this weekend, just let me know.
Don't laugh. I'll tell you what, if something happens, you're the first call, little sister.
Oh, and you know, I was, you know, she was here the whole time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We were going over here.
I have a built, when you have a sibling, you have a built-in alibi at all times.
Yes.
Oh,
it's like, I don't care what you did. I don't need to know. Let's go.
But if
you grab
got
my
any
shovel.
Proceeds, if you have any proceeds, let's split them up because we do share, and that's about it. You just bring the shovel or, you know, hold my earrings, whatever it is. That's what a sister is for.
I will look up the nearest hog farm.
Oh, yes, and we have them out here, don't we? So we're set to go.
We have plenty. There's more in eastern North Carolina, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I could find one. Not a problem. And
not
we joke.
Not a problem.
We kid.
We're sort of.
It's like, nah, seriously, if we were going to kill somebody, just, you know, do a little bit of hocus pocus and see what happens.
We would not do that. Back away from that statement.
Oh, I do. That's, no, it's totally unjust.
She kids because she loves.
Like, don't get me wrong, I may give you a black eye, but I won't kill you.
Uh-uh. Yes. nor do we advocate any kind of magic used to damage anyone in any possible way. That shit does bounce back. We do not encourage anything of the sort. So handle things as you would if you didn't have certain abilities anyway. So
exactly.
that's just the right way to do it. So anyway, it's 20 of 8 by the big clock, and I see that our guest has not shown up.
No, I don't see him, and I didn't get a message from him, so hopefully he is doing well.
Hopefully he is.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's another thing, too, that hurricane is heading up toward the north, so he may be being affected by it at this point. So
that is very true. I understand that there was some activity earlier. I'm not sure on specifically where, but there has been some touches of activity along. We wish him well, and we'll see him next time, I guess. So,
yeah.
Do you have anything else to report before we wrap this pop up?
No. No, I sure don't. I am good, and I'm happy I'm good because it's been a long time since I've been just good for this long. It's nice. Knock on every kind of wood there is in this room.
I knocked on my wood as well.
There we go. You said wood.
I did. Well, you told me to knock on it, so there you go.
I did. See what a bad influence I am?
You are, actually.
How much you love me.
I do. I love you very much.
And I love my big sister so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to see you soon, I believe.
I know. Hopefully pretty soon here because, you know, it's been a hot minute. It's definitely been a hot minute since I've seen you.
It's been a minute and a half, actually. I'm starting to feel some kind of way about all that.
It's like, okay, I need sister time. I need to hug my sister.
Yes, you do, actually.
Yes. Oh, and I got presents for you, so.
I have something for you as well.
I heard, and you're so sweet. Mm-hmm.
I love you. You're my baby. All right, my girl. You know what? It's almost a quarter of. I don't think we're going to get our appearance. So I think it's time to shut it down and let people go party.
Exactly. And y'all party safe, happy,
yes.
No
yes.
Driving with the drinky.
No
don't
drinking, no driving. That's right.
Yes. Call a cab. You can get your car tomorrow. Just get home.
Yep.
You know. But we love you guys, and we will talk to y'all next weekend when we have this Peter Padden.
Awesome.
And y'all have a great week. Great blessings.
Bright blessings, everyone. Have a happy and safe birth.
Bye.
Bye.